I like how Jesus sends out his first followers. And he did that yesterday in our reading and expounds on that today by really giving us permission to not be intimidated. In fact, he says that straight up, don't be intimidated. Everything will be out in the open soon enough. Don't hesitate. And don't be bluffed into silence by the threats of bullies. God is giving us permission and then going on to tell us how valuable we are. And I think that that goes directly to the heart of where we are, because God is inviting his people and asking and commanding his people to stand up. No more do we get to sit down at the feet of Jesus and just learn. Not that we don't get to do that every day, because we do it every day. But God is inviting us to be a people of action. I was with a ministry partner last night talking about some things going on in one of the ministries that we're a part of. And some of the things were troubling. We just didn't understand. And it came to me that God's people, the kingdom of heaven, all of God's people collectively around the world, the resources and the people skills and people strengths of the body of Christ all over the world is enough to change the world forever. I mean, it's enough to change anything. But we are all sort of cordoned off into our own little lives. Even when we live in community with each other, we have plenty of things off limits. And so we are all separated by whatever it is we allow to separate us. And because of that, we don't collectively stand up and get anything done, usually. I don't believe that that's the way of things. I don't believe that that's what God is calling us to do. He's asking his men and women and children to stand up and not be threatened and not be bullied and not be intimidated. And also to not be distracted by our own little lives, but to be kingdom-minded and get off our behinds and begin to act in concert with his will. And so we have to do that.